Today we are learning a short amud, Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph of Maseches Brachos, and we are holding, not so short, because we're all the way back on Yud Gimel and Beis, about seven gigantic lines before the end of the page. So the Mishnah was saying, Prakim Shoel, the Mishnah said that in the Prakim, in between the paragraphs, you're Shoel Mipnei Ayira. So it says more, Meshiv Machmas Mai. When it says Meshiv, what does it mean? Meshiv for what? Because the way the Mishnah had said is that Beprakim Yishol Bnei HaKavod, Meshiv. Beprakim Yishol Bnei HaKavod, Meshiv. Be'emtza Yishol Bnei HaYira, Meshiv. But it doesn't say Meshiv for what? It says you are Shoel for Kavod, you're Shoel for Yira. But it doesn't say what's the appropriate motivation for a response, the appropriate excuse for a response. So it says, Meshiv Machmas Mai. If it means that when you're shol mipnei hakavod, you're also allowed to be meshiv mipnei hakavod, well, of course. If it's even at a spot where you're allowed to, initiate the encounter and the discussion, certainly you're allowed to be meshiv. Ella shol mipnei hakavod umeshiv shalom kol adam. No, it must be that it's saying that you're allowed to be shol mipnei hakavod, and you can be meshiv to anybody, even if it's not someone that's a more dignified person than you that you have to show respect to. Ema seifa, but then the seifa goes on to say, ubeemtza shol mipnei yira umeshiv. Then in the middle of a paragraph, you're shol mipnei yira, and also just vaguely umeshiv. What does that meshiv mean? Meshiv machmas mai. Ilim nea yira, if that meshiv means that you're meshiv because of yira also, same problem. Hashem mishal shala adurim yibayi. If you're even allowed to initiate the discussion by being shol mnei yira, of course you're allowed to be meshiv mnei yira. Now, on that level, it must mean that whenever you're allowed to be shovel mipnei yira, you're allowed to be meshiv mipnei hakavod. One step down. So, Frakta Gemara, that's great. That's a beautiful explanation from Meir. The problem is, once you explain the Tanna Kamma that way, then it's exactly the same thing that Rabbi Yehuda says. Hainu, the Rabbi Yehuda, it's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda goes on to say in the Mishnah. Ditanan, Rabbi Yehuda omer be'emtza shovel mipnei yira, umeshiv mipnei hakavod. That in the middle of a paragraph, you're shovel for yira, and you respond for Kavod. Biprakim shalom ne'a kavod, and what do you respond for? One level below it. Umeshiv shalom lekal adam, and you can be meshiv to anybody. It can't be that both Shittos and the Mishnah are saying the exact same thing. That would be crazy. That can't. There's a machlokas in our Mishnah. So it says Nor Chisur Mechzer Vachitani. You have to add a little something into the Mishnah. It goes as follows. By the way, whenever we have Chisur Mechzer, are we saying that the Mishnah is actually missing words? So generally we assume, no, it's not actually missing words. It means the Mishnah was written in shorthand, and you're supposed to be able to fill in the blanks. And the way the Mishnah should go is as follows. B'prakim shol mipnei hakavod ve'in tzarach lomar shol meshiv. In the middle of the in between the paragraphs, you're allowed to greet for kavod. And of course, but that's what we're adding, ve'in tzarach lomar. The fact that it's of course, because our whole problem is saying that meshiv is the same thing you're shovel for, that when you're shovel for kavod, you're meshiv for kavod, is that, isn't that obvious? So the Gemara is saying, yeah, the Mishnah means to say, of course, and it's obvious. Ein tzarach lomar, of course you could be meshiv. Ube'emtza shol mnei yira, and again, of course, ve'ein tzarach lomar, shu meshiv, divrei meir. That's Rameir Shita, that you can, whatever, if you want to know what you could be meshiv for, it's the same thing you could be shovel for. So in those spots that you could be shovel for kavod, you could only be meshiv for kavod. Those spots that you could be shovel for yira, you could be meshiv for yira. It's perfectly aligned. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's always one step below. You always say, you always expand it one step further for being meshiv. Be'emtza shol mnei yira. In middle of a paragraph, you're very limited. You can only be shol for yira. Meshiv, a little more expansive. Meshiv, mipnei hakavod, to the next category over, to anyone that you need to show kavod to. Ubiprakim, in between paragraphs, shol mnei hakavod, you're already somewhat expansive. You can be shol not only for yira, but for kavod also. Umeshiv, shalom lekol adam. And when it comes to being meshiv, everybody, you could expand it even further. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a braisa that reports the machlokas from Rabbi Yehuda exactly the way we just explained it. That Hakoriya Shema Upago Bo Rabo, O Gadolei Menu. Someone is saying Shema, and then he encounters Paga, he encounters his Rebbe, or someone who is greater than he. Biprakim Shoal Mipnei Hakavod. In between paragraphs, you're allowed to greet them out of Kavod. And if you're allowed to greet them, what else can you do? Of course you could respond, Nein Tzarech Lomar, Shu Meshiv. Ube Emtza, in the middle of the paragraph, Shol Mepnei Yira. You're only allowed to be Shol out of a sense of Yira. And once you could be Shol, what else can you do? Nein Tzarech Lomar, Shu Meshiv. Of course you could be Meshiv. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. So there you have, we're going to say Rabbi Yehuda's opinion also, but that's the part of the Braisa that was critical, because that's the part of the Braisa that spells it out. That Rabbi Meir holds, Shoel and Meshiv always align with each other. Why do you even need to tell me Meshiv? You don't. And that's why we include in his Nusach, his Ve'in Tzarech Lomar. Of course, you're allowed to be Meshiv. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Be'emtza Shoel Mnei Yira Meshiv Mnei Kavel. Rabbi Yehuda says, in the middle, you're Shoel for Yira, and you're Meshiv for Kavel. Ve'prakim Shoel Mnei Kavel Meshiv Shalom L'kal Adam. So, main point, I had it down as the sixth one on the bottom of here. According to our mayor, you could be being Shoel and Meshiv always in line, meaning it's for the same things you could be Shoel and Meshiv for. According to Yehuda, you could always be Meshiv one level further than you could be Shoel for. You could always be Meshiv one level further. I don't know what that means. It means in a place where you could be Shoel for Kavod, for Yira, means you could be Meshiv even for Kavod. Or in a place you could be, sorry, the other way around. Place where you could be Meshiv for, place where you could be Shoel for Yira, you could be Meshiv even for Kavod. Place where you could be Shoel for Kavod, then you could be Meshiv Lekal Adam. Okay, so that was talking about stopping in the middle of Kriya Shema, but there are a lot of other things that you might have to stop in the middle of. What if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei and like the fire alarm goes off? Then what? That was a very common Shaila last week. So says the Gemara, Boy minei achi tana devei Rabbi Chiya mei Rabbi Chiya. Achi, Tana Dvei Rabbi Chiya, asked the Shaila to Rabbi Chiya. What's Achi? The brother of the Tana Dvei Rabbi Chiya, says Rashi. Achi, Kach Shemo. That was his name. The guy's name was Achi. So, or Achi, or Achai, or I don't know how to vowelize it. Is it a, what? Yeah, okay. Achi? I don't think so. So, Achi? All right. Bahalal b'megillah mahu sheyafsik. Are you allowed to pause in the middle of, are you allowed to interrupt? I shouldn't say pause. Are you allowed to interrupt? In Halal Megillah, Miyamin Kavachoma, Kriyashma Daraisa Posek, Halad Rabbanim Yibai. Do we say, well for Kriyashma it's a Daraisa, so you're in the middle of something very, very important by Kriyashma, and you're allowed to be Posek, so Halal, which is only to Rabbanim, all the more so. Odilma Persume Nisa Adif, or maybe Persume Nisa is greater, and therefore what? What's Persume Nisa? Megillah for sure. Halal? Is Halal Persume Nisa? What? Well, what's the Gemara say? What? Kriyasa Zu'elula. Megillah is in place of Halal. Right? That's why there's no Halal in Purim. But we're asking in general about Halal. Apparently we're assuming that Halal is also a Persuminisa. Because when you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu publicly, that is also a Persuminisa. Amrle Posek Ve'im Kach Klum. Says, you can stop and it's no problem. You're allowed to pause and it's not a problem. Actually, let's continue. Amar Rabba, Yavim Shayachid Gomer Ben Hashalal Ben Perak LePerak Posek. On those days that a Yachid is Gomer the Halal, when we say Yachid, Tosas points out, it doesn't mean a Yachid, it means a Tzibur also. On a day when you say full Halal, it doesn't matter if you're saying, if you're davening be Yachidus or you're davening be Tzibur. On a day that you say full Halal, Ben Perak LePerak Posek, you're allowed to interrupt in between paragraphs. Be'emtza perik eno posik, but not in the middle of a paragraph. V'yam she'ene yachid gomer ben es halel, but a day where you don't say full halel, afilu be'emtza perik posik. You're even allowed to stop in the middle of a perik. Ask the Gemara eni, v'arav bar shva ikla l'gabi d'ravina, v'yam she'ene yachid gomer ben es halel hava, v'lo posik lei. It was a day that we don't say the halel, and he wouldn't stop, he wouldn't pause, and if you're allowed to pause even in the middle of a paragraph, why wouldn't he interrupt? And the Gemara, Shani Rav Bar Shava, the Lo Chashav Alei the Ravina, because he didn't think that he was such an Adam Chashav. He didn't think that would be considered me Mepnei HaKavod. Main point number one, you could be Posek for Halal Megillah the same way we do for Kriya Shema, even though they have Persumei Nisa. Even though there's Persumei Nisa in Halal Megillah. And number two, days when we say full halal, you can't stop in the middle of a paragraph, but days that we don't say full halal, you can stop in the middle of a paragraph. What day, how many days of the year do we say a full halal? So this is a Gemara Maseches Arachin Chaf Alef Yom Yachid Gom Ben Es Halal. 21 days that a Yachid says halal, 18 Eretz Yisrael, right? Because we have Yom Tov Sheni Shagolios, right? Okay. Says the Gemara, Boy Minei Ashion Tana Debe Rabbi Ami Me Rabbi Ami Hashori B'Tainis Maushe Yitom. When a person's fasting, is he allowed to just take a little taste? Is it that he accepted upon himself he's not going to eat or drink, and this is just a taste? It's not eating or drinking. He just wants to taste the food to see that it's good, so that he'll have a good meal after the fast is over. Or maybe he accepted not to get any hana'as ochel, and this is hana'a, even if you just take a team and spit it out. No problem, you can taste. Tanya mihachi mat emes ein tuuna bracha, and you see that tasting is not considered eating. You don't need to make a bracha when you taste. Vashari b'taynis toim ve'in b'kach klum. And if you're fasting, you could taste, and it's no problem. Ad kama, Rabbi Avi and Rabbi Yasi ta mi ad shir reviyasa. They would taste up until the shir of a reviyas. That's called the ti'ima. More than that is not called a ti'ima. So, main point number three, ti'ima does not require bracha and is mutter to do on a fast day. Do you have to spit it out also? Look at the Tosos, it's two lines from the bottom of the page. Toim vein makach klum pirish rach shechozer apolit d'lochash v'noa minati'ima aval bolei alo afil b'shar tainios. You have to spit it out. You're definitely not allowed to swallow it. Shemachi apolit in tzarech bracha she'nunene. And that's why you don't say a bracha, because you're not really getting hana'as me'av. You're not being nourished in any way when you're spitting out whatever it is. So you're allowed to take something in your mouth and spit it out. Good. So on a minor fast, what about Yom Kippur? You're allowed to rinse your mouth out with water on Yom Kippur or take food in your mouth? No, not on Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to do that. But so why are Listerine strips permissible? Why are you allowed to use mouthwash if you hold you're allowed to? Because it's not food, right? You're not allowed to put water in your mouth and spit it out. You're not allowed to put food in your mouth and spit it out. But something that's not food, you're allowed to. Okay. Amirav, kolonos yishon l'chaveru kodem sheyispalel kidu aso bama. Anyone who greets his friend before he davens, he knows saying shalom to his friend before he davens, it's as if he's made that person into a bama, meaning an inappropriate place of worship. That you have made him into a bama. Don't read as bama, but as bama. Why would you can give this guy chashivas before you've given HaKadosh Baruch Hu chashivas? So don't go greeting your friends before davening. So what does that mean? On your way into yeshiva, people say hello, good morning. Shouldn't respond. Shouldn't say hello, good morning. So pashtus means don't do significant. Don't go out of your way to greet someone. You pass someone by, you can nod a good morning to them, to the extent that people even say good morning. Mas Rav Shesh says, "Beprakim sholom v'nei hakavod umeshiv." So Rav Shesh says, "But wait, beprakim, you're allowed to be sholom v'nei hakavod umeshiv. When do you say Kriya Shema? Before you daven or after you daven? Kriya Shema is always before tefillah. Why is it before tefillah? At this point, you got to know this. Smichas gula tefillah, right?" So how could you say that you could be sholom ne'akavu d'meshiv? I thought you're not allowed to be making bamos, you're not allowed to go greeting people before you daven. Tir gemar Rabbi Abba b'mashkim l'pisco. So the Gemara explains that it's only a problem when you're mashkim l'pisco, when you go out of your way to go greet him. But if you happen to run into somebody, that's not a problem. And Tosafot points out v'chein halacha aval b'go b'akrayi mutar. But if you just b'akrayi, you happen to run into someone, that is mutar. It's only a problem if you're mashkim l'pisco. It's a question in Rishonim. To meet Rabbi Yonah, it appears on the page in Shulchan Aruch, if you're allowed to say tzafri demaritav, you're allowed to say top of the morning to you. You're allowed to say a more elaborate greeting than just shalom. Amravidi baravan amravitsa barashiyat. We assume, I think, that good morning is less than safra demaritav. That it's not considered an elaborate greeting. It's considered the bare minimum greeting. Amar Avidi Barav and Amar Avitsa Barashian. A person shouldn't do his own business before he davens. Shouldn't take care of his own things. When Rav Ram Shor was at our house doing a tish a couple of years ago, I'm sure Yon remembers this because he was sitting right next to him. Oh, very good. He actually does remember. I was being facetious. He actually does remember. He gave a whole shmooze about people should not be checking their emails before davening. Don't do your own things before davening when it comes to daven. So you daven first, then you'll deal with all your emails. I'm sure all the emails are very important. You have to find out what the latest deals on Groupon are, or whatever emails came in over the night, what you can get on Amazon or whatever, but or your MLB or whatever updates. It's really important stuff, but it could wait till after davening. So you don't... What? Yeah, but he was very... I thought that was a very reasonable suggestion. Shemar, tzedek l'fanav yahalich v'yasam l'derech pa'amav. Rashi says, tzedek tefillah shematzdiko l'barav. V'hadar v'yasam pa'amav darkei chafatzav. That first you are matzdik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you take your footsteps in a normal direction of whatever it is you need to do, whatever it is you need to take care of. If a person davens first and then travels, so Hashem takes care of his needs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of pa'amav, of his footsteps, if he davens first. So main point number four, you can't go out of your way to be nosin shalom before davening, or do other things, your own needs, before davening. Amar Rabbi Yonah, Amar Rabbi Zera, kala lunch of yamim below chalom, nikra ra. If a person sleeps 7 nights without a dream, he is called ra. Shenemar, v'saveya yalin bal yifkad ra. Al tikri saveya ela sheva. That if he's sheva yalin, then bal yifkad ra. So Rashi explains, Altik Saveya El Sheva, Yolin Bal Yifkad Min HaShemayim, if he's Bechalom, if he sleeps for those 7 days without being told anything from Shemayim in a dream, Harei Hu Ra. He is Ra. And that's why they're ignoring him up in Shemayim, and they're not giving him any messages. Omele Rav Acha Breid Rav Chia Bar Abba. How do you know if you didn't have a dream? Most of the time people forget their dreams. I don't know why he mentioned this to us, but Rav Shechter mentioned to us last time when we were eating with him that he never ever remembers his dreams. Right? So he never remembers having a dream. I don't know. So I don't think he would be called Ra. So I'm the Ravacha Breid Rav Chia Bar Abba. Hachi Yom Rav Chia Amar Rav Yochanan. Kol Masbiya Atzmo Midivrei Torah. V'lan. How do you respond to that? Rav Shechter says, I never remember. Like, not used to small talk from what? Oh, thank you. Okay, that's right. Very elaborately. Kol Masbiya Atzmo Midivrei Torah V'lan. Anyone who's Masbiya himself with Divrei Torah, satiates himself with Divrei Torah and goes to sleep. Ain mevasno so besaros raos. They're not going to tell him any bad news. Shnemar v'shevel yalin or v'saveya yalin bal yifkad ra. If he saveya first and he goes to sleep, saveya means satisfy himself with divrei Torah, satiate himself with divrei Torah. Then bal yifkad ra, he's not going to be informed of anything bad. I guess that's a good place to stop because that's a two dots. So we will stop there. Plenty of time to chazer today.